maybe they got shot by a gun or stabbed. What would they call that?
First blood?
What would they call it when you get, if someone gets shot or stabbed? They have
what? Oh, I don't know.
A wound or something?
I guess.
Okay. And if you can't hear very well, what's that called?
Deaf.
Okay. Do you ever hear the term sickly used at all?
Sickly?
Yeah, sickly.
Sickly?
Sickly, yeah.
That's me.
What is that?
Well, when you're just sick and... Well, there's people that exaggerate that sickness.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Like a hypochondriac?
They're just kind of whining around and like they don't feel good or something.
Like a hypochondriac?
That's it.
Okay, you've heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
All right. This is the last little section here. Do you have another word for sunrise?
What?
Sunrise?
Sunrise.
Yeah, do you have another word for that you use? Mm-hmm. Anybody use dawn or anything like that around here?
Oh, that dawn comes before sunrise.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Sure.
Ah, so you don't use it for the same thing as some people do. Okay. Some people
call
it...
Well, the dawn is when it's getting light.
Okay.
Between darkness and sun up. Okay. That's dawn.
Okay. Okay, what about, do you have another word for sunset?
Well, that's just sunset.
Okay, do you ever hear dusk?
Oh, well, yeah, that's between sundown and dark. Okay.
Okay, that's good. I haven't had people explain that to me that way before. Do you know where... you've mentioned quite a few local towns, so I'm not going to ask you about those. Do you know about... do you hear people use an expression when they're going to Denver? They might call it up or down or...
Yeah, I'm just going up to Denver.
Okay, so they use up mostly around here?
Well, it really, from right here to where we're at right now, it's not up.
Yeah?
It's about, I think we're about equal with Denver's altitude.
Oh, okay.
And Pueblo's lower because you go down to Pueblo.
Okay.
And then when you get to Pueblo, then you got to go up.
To Denver.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there ever a railroad station around here?
No. Okay. They started to build a railroad in 18-something.
Yeah.
Up at Beulah there was a marble quarry.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it didn't. And they started to build a railroad up there. Now, this was before the turn of the century. They started to build a railroad up there, and they got to down there, stinking Arroyo. And about that time, the marble petered out. Got no more marble, so they shut her down.
Okay. And then the idea of a train went with it.
And there were no trains.
Okay. Where would you have to go to if you wanted to get on a train?
Well, you either got to go to La Junta or Trinidad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't get on a train in Pueblo anymore, unless you hitch a ride on a freight train.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
I rode trains out of Atlanta several times.
Where did you have to go to get that? What was the name of the place?
Atlanta.
Did they have a name for the station at all?
Oh, just at Atlanta. It's an Amtrak station.
Oh, okay. Oh, so they still go out of there? Amtrak does?
Huh?
Amtrak still goes out of La Junta?
Yes.
Okay.
And then it cuts across the corner and goes to Trinidad and then on. I rode Amtrak to Arizona 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
First time and the last.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got on that thing. I was supposed to get on it at 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get on it until 2 or 3 o'clock at night.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait a minute, or was that morning? That was morning. And I was supposed to get to Flagstaff at 10 o'clock that night.